from London, BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM's Secretary General warns of the implications of NAFTA membership. Meanwhile, Britain says it will still invest in the region even if it does join NAFTA. And St. Lucia's former ambassador to the UN says the government is trying to make him the scapegoat in the case of the missing funds. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM Secretary General Dr. Edwin Carrington today warned about the implications of entry into the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Dr. Carrington spoke to the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He said that CARICOM should not put all its eggs in the NAFTA basket, warning of the implications for the region's European ties.
Now, while many of these arrangements, the intellectual property rights agreement, for example, and the bilateral investment treaties, can, if skillfully negotiated, certainly prove to be mutually beneficial, the dangers of import penetration from the developed NAFTA economy markets into CARICOM small markets, and the particular danger of the European Union insisting, as it is entitled to do under the Lomé Convention, on reciprocity from CARICOM, if CARICOM grants such reciprocity to NAFTA developed countries, are serious matters and of great consequence for us in this region, and in a region where, in the view of many of us, our best interest is in having an external economic policy which draws the best from both its European and North American connections.